A definite team effort here for this BSU Beaver team, and a good way to wrap up the 2016 calendar year. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us. And coach, you got to be pretty proud of how your team played here today.
Oh, thanks, Kelly. No doubt. I thought just pretty much there was just a stretch there at the beginning of the second period where I thought they outworked us for about a minute and a half, and then Jack goes down and scores, and that just kind of flipped the game. And yeah, I thought we had an outstanding 60 minutes. You know, obviously got a little sloppy on the one goal, which, you know, that's kind of, as an old goalie, kind of irks me. I know Britt wasn't very happy about it either, but just really liked the way we were moving the puck in the offensive zone, and just did a lot of really good things down there, and results was a lot of shots on that. And I heard you say they had 32 blocks, so that was a good all-around effort.
That's a huge effort. You take a look at how the game evolved, and you mentioned those first couple of minutes of the second period. Once Jack scores, and then Lauren follows it up just 22 seconds later, you could see the confidence develop in your team. How much does that help you guys going into the break?
Well, it's huge. You know, just a real nice way to finish this portion of the season. You go home now with a good feeling, and you win a couple games on the road against obviously the RIT struggled this year, but they work hard. They're very well coached. They're scrappy. We had to come out here and earn it. So again, wins wherever you're at on the road, especially you're going to take them. So just a great way to go into the break. And obviously it's about 3 weeks or so. We don't play now till January 14th. So that'll be the next big series. But we got some time to get healthy and just spend some time with family. So just a real nice way to go into the break.
Special teams were incredible this weekend. You got to be pretty happy with their performance on both ends.
No doubt. The penalty kill, again, just does a super job. And I thought it was the key that really the first period, it was penalty. And we just did a real nice job with it. And then the power play scores two. Obviously, that's the difference in the game.
Cicely Nelson again. She is as tough as they come, isn't she? She got ran into down there in the third period and comes off on after that play, and she's just so resilient.
Yeah, I don't think she got run into it. I think she got body slammed, and just a little worried about her. But I know Corinne was worried about her, but she said she was good, so she was able to finish up the game, and now she's got a nice long break.
I am so impressed with the speed of your team. Obviously, this is so different than WCHA play.
Yep.
CHA play is a little different, but just impressed with the quickness of your freshman class. And I've been saying it all season long, but Kiki Radke, Haley Mack, and Abby Haluska. I mean, Kiki's always the first person to the puck typically. Haley Mack, I mean, she was two strides behind the player.
She was two zones behind, and she almost got that puck. Yeah, no doubt. They get up and go, and Jack Cass is another one. She's got a motor. She can get up and down the ice as well. So, no question. They're not freshmen anymore. They've all played over 20 games, and they're certainly going to be real, real important down the stretch here.
I mentioned Lauren Miller probably having one of her best games of the season. She looks so sharp out there. I know she had a couple that she could have probably popped in a hat trick today, but her goal, that backhanded goal, another like Team USA, Team Canada version of.
Yeah, that was a big time. It just to get in that tight and go up that high that quick, that was a big goal, and obviously a key goal at the time because they had to take a timeout, and like we already mentioned, they kind of had us not on our heels, but I just thought they were outworked us for the first minute and a half of that period, and then we scored two goals, that one being the second of it. I think that definitely took the wind out of their sails. So yeah, Lauren was good. I think she played close to home, a lot of family here, so she was fired up for this weekend, no question.
Great team effort by your team, obviously getting a break, a good time for the break to come.
Absolutely.
Health-wise.
We talked about it before. We haven't had a break since we started, back in Syracuse. So it'll just be nice for them to just get away from the rink and spend a little off time.
And then get a chance to be together as a team and not have to worry about playing any more games until January. Tonight, a little extra fun for the team here on the road. How much do you want them to remember from a weekend, besides the wins, of course?
Well, that's what it's all about. It's just the experience. These are the things they're going to remember. Not so much the games, but the time that they're spending as a group on the road. And this will always be first time we've ever been here, and they'll remember this trip for the rest of their lives. They came out here, they win two games. Beautiful facility, great hosts. I think looking forward to having them come back out to our place next year.
Sounds good, Coach. Congratulations again on the road sweep, and Merry Christmas
Thanks,
to you
Kelly.
And your family.
Same to you. You bet. Appreciate it.
Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here. A great big win and a road sweep for the Beavers.